Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The American Jobs Plan is about a generational investment. It's going to create 19 million jobs.
So it doesn't, as you said last Sunday, create 19 million jobs. Again, Secretary Buttigieg, why mislead folks?
It's part of a scenario that Moody's says will create 19 million jobs.
Yeah, that's your dream scenario.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What's happening in Michigan today could be what's happening in other states tomorrow. And so it's on all of us to recognize we can squash where we're seeing hot spots. It's in everyone's best interest.
The answer to that is to really close things down, to go back to our basics, to go back to where we were last spring, last summer, and to shut things down.
Could be 1 month, could be 2 months,
3 months,
could be 4 months.
I see that happening. Yes.
8 months. That's a realistic timeline.
When will this nightmare end?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. As you probably know by now, Prince Philip, the consort to the Queen. I always love that word, consort, to Queen Elizabeth. He died on Friday at the Buckingham Palace at the age of 99. And, you know, I thought the Brits loved the royal family, the monarchy. I thought that's why they were so mad at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about this, but I just assumed that they wouldn't have these people hanging around, you know, sucking up millions of dollars in basically welfare if they didn't like them. But there's a story today in the New York Post that, you know, after Prince Philip died, they were treating it like the death of Joe Stalin in 1953 on Radio Moscow. All the music stations went to this funereal music, and all of the news coverage was suddenly about news analysis of his death. I mean, from all indications, he was not a bad guy. But he was 99 years old. I mean, he'd been around forever. Everybody knew he was on his way out. He'd gone home to die. I mean, why did they need to keep doing this coverage around the clock, plus the music? But now, according to the New York Post, the BBC has received so many complaints about the network's overkill coverage of Prince Philip's death, they've launched a dedicated forum on their website for viewers' gripes. They canceled many of their most popular shows on Friday, like Top Chef, in favor of live analyses. Their radio stations played somber instrumental music. It's unclear how many Britons were actually depressed with the displeased with the wall-to-wall reporting, but it was enough for the network to recognize them, that many of them felt there was too much coverage of the death of HRH, Her Royal Highness, His Royal Highness, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh.
Listen, this ain't England. We threw England out of here a long time ago.
Yeah, well, we're not Brits. I mean, you know, isn't that the marvel of the internet, that they could just go to an American station and listen to whatever kind of damn music they want to? They don't have. Who has to listen to the BBC any more than you have to listen to the to CBS? Or any of the other state-run stations. All right, 1-844-500-4242. I would have just changed the station. I would have just gone on this. I would have found something else to listen to or watch. How about Pirates of the Caribbean? All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Well, the weather is warming up again. I guess it's time for these peaceful demonstrations to start.
Yes, peaceful demonstrations. And the media in Minneapolis, which I guess include a lot of drifters that were blown in from MSNBC and CNN, They disputed the fact that the police chief of Brooklyn Center was calling it a riot rather than a peaceful protest. Let's see, cut 30 from Chief Tim Gannon.
Make a short comment about what happened last night to our community, a community that I've been a part of for 27 years. I've seen some of the worst damage to this city I've ever seen in those years. Again, peaceful protesting, expressing yourself, we fully support that. But the ravaging of our businesses, the looting of our stores, the destruction to our pharmacies, we cannot tolerate that.
And President Biden says there needs to be a thorough investigation. We'll play that cut after the break.
Loving, though it's sad to see Prince Philip shed his mortal coils, his death only means one thing to this globe-trotting gigolo. The richest lady in Great Britain is single and ready to mingle.
Yeah, I guess you're not going to get the former Mrs. Jeff Bezos. She's already hooked up with a guy. I think I read somewhere that her net worth this year, according to Forbes magazine, went from like $35 billion to $70 billion. She had a very good year, very good year, but not as good a year as her gigolo husband. The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And if you want to take a buddy fishing with Captain Dave Marciano, send in your inspirational videos. Yes, you can help your fellow man and increase your chances at the same time. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and click on our contact page for more details.
Hi, my name is Hunter, and I'm an alcoholic.
See, his father referred to ATF as alcohol, tobacco, and firearms before he referred to it as AFT, American Federation.
When your son's brain...
Sorry, go ahead.
When your son's brain is fried and forgot his laptop, cocaine, yeah, the FBI sat on it, but a copy turned up cocaine.
Isn't the FBI a reliable law enforcement organization? They know more about Omerta these days than the Mafia does, or the Mafia ever did, for that matter. Omerta being the Italian word for silence.
Great news, Holly. The Chump Line may now be considered infrastructure.
Somebody tweeted out that mayonnaise can now be considered infrastructure, according to Senator Gillibrand's rules. Because it supplies foundation for the other ingredients in the sandwich. Ergo, it's infrastructure.
So the CDC comes out and says that racism is a pandemic. I'll wait for the vaccine.
Let's play the cut from the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky from Boston. And she's saying that you can't vaccinate your way out of a surge.
The answer to that is to really close things down, to go back to our basics, to go back to where we were last spring, last summer, and to shut things down, to flatten the curve. But really what we need to do in those situations is shut things down. I think if we try to vaccinate our way out of what is happening in Michigan, we would be disappointed that it took so long for the vaccine to work.
You know, I would say that if you can't vaccinate your way out of a surge, you can probably not lock down your way out of a surge. And that's what Gretchen Whitmer's been trying all along. And she's had a great deal less success than just about any other state in the union outside of the Northeast.
The infrastructure improvement I'd like to see to modernize the airports is to get CNN the heck out of them.
It is out, or it's supposed to be out. I think they were going to move it out somewhere around the end of March. How about the it's still in the hospital emergency rooms, though. So if you get if you have an accident, you're going to be stuck watching Don Lamone or Fredo Cuomo. At least if you're injured or stabbed at night.
Hey, Governor Bacon, can I go to New Hampshire and get my car inspected?
We'll play some cuts there, too, because, you know, we thought this was just a local problem, even though Governor Bacon was saying it was all across the country. But now it turns out that the reason Dante Wright, got stopped in Minnesota was because he had an expired inspection sticker. And like Massachusetts, Minnesota hasn't been able to issue an inspection sticker since March 31st.
I bet Jerry Nadler's going to resign from Congress and take that hot dog eating job. Perfect man for the job.
Yeah, but how would he know what's a good hot dog and what isn't a good hot dog? To him, any hot dog is a good hot dog.
The next hot dog is a good hot dog.
That's right. Yes, you're right. The best hot dog is the next hot dog.
You tell your parents that they can't hold me accountable. I'm a teacher.
That's right. A member of the ATF. The AFT. Or the NEA. Or is it the NAE?
They're not looting. They're creating infrastructure spending ready jobs.
Yeah. You notice how the media never makes jokes anymore about what Barack Obama said. We've set aside all this money for shovel-ready jobs, and they weren't shovel-ready. That's another one down the memory hole of history.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 3 every weekday. 1 and 4 every weekday, Eastern Daylight Time. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. If you didn't hear your message just now, try Chopped Chumps, which we post every night around 7 o'clock weeknight Eastern Time. And Chopped Chumps, you can get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And if you want to take a buddy fishing with Captain Dave Barciano, send in your inspirational videos. Yes, you can help your fellow man and increase your chances at the same time. Go to MatthewsBrother.com and click on our contact page for more details.
Hi, my name is Hunter, and I'm an alcoholic.
And he's also a cocaine addict. He's a Coke addict, not a Diet Coke addict, not a Coke Zero addict, a Coke addict. I'm Howie Carr.
Finally, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Chief Tim Gannon be forced to resign for calling peaceful protests riots?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he's somehow going to survive.
This has not changed from the last hour. 52% still say yes.
He will be forced out. All right. 844-500-4242. Let's hear Dementia Joe's take on it. I guess he didn't take any questions, because otherwise there would have been some obvious questions here.
I haven't called Dante Wright's family, but
prayers with their family. It's really a tragic thing that happened. But I think we got to wait and see what the investigation shows, and the entire investigation. You all watched, I assume as I did, the film, which is fairly the body cam, which is fairly fairly graphic. The question is, was it an accident? Was it intentional? That remains to be determined by a full-blown investigation. But in the meantime, I want to make it clear again, there is absolutely no justification, none, for looting, no justification for violence. Peaceful protest, understandable.
He'll be criticized for saying that, even though it's clear. But he, you know, is there any doubt what happened at this point? I mean, the picture is worth a thousand words, not the film. The video is worth a thousand words. I mean, she obviously didn't mean to kill Dante Wright, but it's gonna go on, and there'll be more looting and rioting tonight in Brooklyn Center, would be my guess. Meanwhile, you know, Andrew Cuomo apparently got a bad break last year when the special agent in charge of the FBI's field office in Albany, New York, had to resign after colleagues described him as a skilled predator who leered at women in the workplace, touched them inappropriately, and asked one to have sex in a conference room, according to a federal report obtained by the Associated Press today. The guys, they wrote a story about this guy before. James Hendricks was his name. Jimi Hendricks. Only he didn't say, excuse me, while I kissed the sky. He said, excuse me, well, you know, other things. Jimi Hendricks quietly retired last year in a purple haze as a special agent in charge after the Office of Inspector General, the Justice Department's internal watchdog, concluded he sexually harassed 8 female subordinates in one of the FBI's most egregious cases of sexual misconduct. The FBI said it could not discuss Hendricks' case. Of course it couldn't. It can't discuss anybody's case, can it? But that it maintains, except for Donald Trump's case. Then it's just we're willing to just make stuff up. Or Carter Page, or George Papadopoulos, or Roger Stone. It could discuss those cases until the cows come home, but nothing else. The FBI maintains a zero-tolerance policy towards sexual harassment. Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And is committed to fostering a safe work environment where all of our employees are valued, protected, and respected. Oh, sure. He now writes a law enforcement blog. I wonder if he comments on the investigation into Andrew Cuomo's alleged sexual assault in Albany. I wonder if he comments on the reported secret indictment of Harvey Weinstein in L.A. I wonder if he knows where in the world Matt Lauer is. A 52-page report. 52 pages. The OIG, the Office of Inspector General, blacked out Hendricks' name in the report, but he was identified by law enforcement officials familiar with the case. Co-workers told investigators he surrounded himself with a harem of attractive women. I wonder if he ever had a drink with Andrew Cuomo. Was fixated on high heels and breasts. I repeat, did he ever? He shared a lot in common, especially the high heels, with Andrew Cuomo, and was known for gawking at female agents as they walked down the hallway. We got to get a copy of that report. Maybe we can get a Masterpiece Theater out of that for me and Grace. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Taylor keeps finding old stuff from TV shows of yesteryear, one of which was 60 Minutes. I've been a cartoon character on 60 Minutes a couple of times. Why don't you play it? It's kind of funny. This is involving a Jane Swift, the former acting governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, very briefly.
Jane Swift is an embarrassment to working mothers everywhere.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
She rushed home the night before Thanksgiving. What is the worst night of the year to drive? Worst of all, she goes on TV after the story broke, and she says,
"My challenges to be a good mother and a good lieutenant governor are different than any other working person."
But given the nature of Boston politics, using a state helicopter is not among the worst offenses politicians have committed.
Compared to putting a blonde in the pond.
Howie Carr's delicate description of Chappaquiddick.
Politics around here ain't beanbag. You know, if you step into the arena, you've got to stand by and prepare for a beating.
Morley Safer wasn't a bad guy, although he mixed up what neighborhood of the city James Michael Curley came from. He said he came from South Boston. And, you know, you do 10 seconds of research, you discover he came from Roxbury. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Before we take more calls, I have to mention a story. I'm sure you didn't see it because I didn't see it until it appeared in on powerlineblog.com. The New York Times over the weekend ran an explainer about the growing universe of potential personal pronouns. You know the way this works. If you got a kid in college or you're in college, they may, what's your preferred pronouns? You know, he, him, theirs, whatever it is. Okay? But of course, there were so many preferred pronouns that they had to come up with a new type of word. Do you know what the new type of word is? Neo-pronouns. This is serious. This is a serious story in what used to be a newspaper, which takes us way beyond non-binary pronouns to a domain that appears infinitely expandable, as this chart suggests. So they got a chart with all these different pronouns, and they come in, neo-pronouns. They came in different categories. Animal-themed pronouns. Bun. Squeak. Bull.
Wait, bull is binary.
No, but it's your pronoun. It's he, so you're a bull, so you're not I, you're a bull. Like Bull Durham. Only it's Bull Durham speaking in the third person.
How is that different from calling somebody a he or a him?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to these questions. I didn't know what a neo-pronoun was until a couple of hours ago. How about this one, Taylor? Roo.
Like a kangaroo? Like a,
yes.
Like a Joey?
Or somebody who you know, regrets something, perhaps. That could be, you could be a Roo.
Oh,
R-U-E.
Or a Roo McClanahan.
That's true. Cat-themed pronouns. Meow. Whisker. Tig. Lynx. Deer-themed pronouns. Spooky horror-themed pronouns.
Like boo?
There you
Zoinks?
Go again. Ecto.
Oh, like, okay, like ectoplasm.
Necro, meaning dead.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need a, if you're necro, why do you need a pronoun? Ghost is another one.
Well, there are necrophiliacs.
I guess that's true. Monster-themed pronouns. Frank. Neo-pronouns.
Okay. That's a name.
Yeah, but it's now a neo-pronoun in addition to being a name from Frankenstein.
This sounds like it could be better explained on the Weekend Woke. Maybe our intrepid researchers will dig into these neo-pronouns.
Okay, but I have to read you two comments about why names were selected. This was in the story. I chose my bink/bonk pronouns because they remind me of clowns. Clowns and Harlequin dolls make me very happy. Okay, this is one from the horrors. I chose the ones I use as I feel a connection to them, e.g. vamp, and vamp pronouns. I thought that meant a woman of loose moral virtue, but I guess it's vamp as in vampire. I feel a connection to vampires, and that in a way feels connected to my gender. Did you know any of this stuff, Taylor?
No, this is all new to me.
I think you're going to have to delve further into the wonderful world of neo-pronouns.
Yeah, we're going to have to explain further what neo-pronouns are, where they come from, and where are they going, what it means for us.
Yeah, what if you think you're a boo because you're a ghost, and then somebody else thinks that boo means, I don't know, Boo Radley, right? That was a character, a fictional character in the South back in the old days. Meanwhile, you know, they've talked about vaccinated passports and how someday you will need a vaccinated passport in a tough situation. And if you don't have the passport, you're not going to be able to get out of a danger zone. We thought that would be down the road, you know, maybe a couple of years. It's going on right now. They're having a hurricane, not hurricane, volcanoes in the Caribbean. I guess it's, the country is called Saint Vincent and the Grenadines. It's a very small country. But the vaccinated are going to be airlifted out first. The vaccinated are going to get out first. Cut 10.
The chief medical officer would be identifying the persons who are already vaccinated so that we can get them on the ship. You see there's a ship in the harbor. And Simone Keyser Beach tells me that what she wants to do is to, the chief medical officer, is that those who are vaccinated, she can get them going there on the vessel, on the ships. Those who are not yet vaccinated but who would be vaccinated, you wouldn't want to send them immediately after vaccination. You don't want to hold them, keep them for a day.
This sounds like discrimination, doesn't it? And you'll probably have to produce some kind of identification to prove that you're vaccinated. So couldn't this be some form of non-vaccine phobia? What if your pronouns are bink and boink? Do you still get, and you haven't been vaccinated, do you still get to go on the boat to escape the volcano first?
And again, it begs the question, if you're vaccinated, what do you have to fear from a non-vaccinated person?
Right.
What are you more afraid of? A virus that you probably won't die from, or a lava flow that you probably would die from?
I'm not too impressed with this prime minister of this country if this is what he's concerned about when a volcano is destroying his country. Because it's not like this is a large country where you got a lot of land and everybody can just move away. This is an island nation or a few islands, and he's only concerned about making sure that everybody's has to show their papers. Here's the news report. Cut 9.
Cruise ships are standing by offshore, waiting for orders to carry evacuees to neighboring islands. Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Celebrity sending those ships. Local health officials making the decision to only board evacuees who have already been vaccinated against COVID. Thousands of others staying on land, sent to local hotels in the safe zones.
I wouldn't want to be in a... Is there any part of an island that's a safe zone if there's a volcano going on? And are these the same Carnival ships that aren't allowed to come into the state of Florida? And DeSantis is very angry about it because it's destroying the tourism industry on top of everything else. But they're going to let them go down to the Caribbean and get these people out of the harm's way with the volcano.
I do know what song the non-vaccinated people are singing, though, and it's a certain Jimmy Buffett tune.
That's people who aren't vaccinated. They know they don't know where they're going to be. By the way, I mispronounced the title of Prince Philip. He's the Duke of Edinburgh. It's spelled Edinburgh, but it's really pronounced Edinburgh. The reason I got it confused was because there's only one Duke that I know. Oh, what a great tune. From the 1960s, early 60s or late 50s. I don't even remember.
I think it was
when.
61.
61. I am the Duke of Earl. Nothing can stop the Duke of Earl. Nothing can stop the Duke of Earl, not even a volcano. All right, 844-500-4242. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Howie, how are you today, buddy? Hey, I'm just wondering, you know, they're keeping these people that don't have vaccines, or even if they're not even infected, on this volcanic, dangerous place like Vesuvius is going to come down on them. But we got our borders wide open to all these people that have no vaccine. I'm really, what in the wide world of sports is going on, Howie?
You know, I hadn't even thought about that, Bruce. But, you know, the only people that matters have a vaccination are the people who are law-abiding citizens. It's kind of like being a gun owner, isn't it, Bruce? I mean, if you're an illegal alien and you want to have a gun that's not registered with the serial number obliterated, nobody's going to stop you from doing that. It's only people who want to obey the laws. And the whole thing about letting these people into the country unvaccinated. And then they just put up a new spending proposal, yet another new spending proposal. Grace talked about it today on her show. It's got $84 million in it to deal with racism by ICE, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. Do they ever look at who's issuing the press releases from ICE? Most of them have down south on the border, the Rio Grande. Most of them have Mexican names, but they're going to spend $84 billion. Boy, is that a big payoff for some diversity university coordinator, some social justice warriors. I wonder what the preferred pronouns of the social justice warriors who'll be teaching the ICE agents down on the border about racism is. When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. That literally stands for get a better insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better place for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the nation's top insurance providers, including Progressive, Travelers, Nationwide, and all right there in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. And it's free to use with no obligations. That's what I did. I'm not really handy on a computer, but I could get my information in, and I looked at what I had and what I could have. I hadn't changed my auto insurance for more than 20 years. I'd really been stupid not to look at what had happened. My company had been sold and resold, and nobody had ever helped me out. I was just taken for granted. And when I finally got on to Gabby, I realized how much money I paid that I didn't have to pay.
Imagine how much more you could have saved if you actually knew how to use a computer over the years.
I know, exactly. There's a lot of stuff I see. People give me these deals, and I can't use them because I don't know what to do. But even if you're as bad as me, you can get on Gabby, and you can save a lot of money. I save more than $600 a year on my annual car insurance. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average, and they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Put your policy to the test as I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. GABI.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
C
Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
The Duke of Edinburgh. Nation's oldest pensioner, Patricius. At the age of 99... Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Chief Tim Gannon be forced to resign for calling peaceful protests riots?
No, I don't think so.
48% say no.
Hasn't changed much, has it, all day? All right, 844-500-4242. We told you earlier in the day about the breaking story that got, Jason Whitlock thrown off of Twitter for retweeting the story. But the head of BLM, Black Lives Matter, has bought more than $3 million worth of real estate and is shopping for even higher-end property down in the Bahamas. After Black Lives Matter raised $90 million last year. So one of the people who was asked for a comment on the story in the New York Post was Stacey Abrams, the failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate. And she had no comment, which she said through a spokesman. And I thought, how long has it been since Stacey Abrams had a job? Didn't she owe a lot of money on credit cards when she was running for governor? Didn't she owe a lot of money on unpaid student loans? How the hell does she have a spokesman? Well, it turns out that not only does she have a spokesman, but she also just purchased a home herself in Atlanta valued at $1 million. $1 million. Abrams' new five-bedroom, five-bathroom home is worth more than $1 million and is located just 4 miles from Fair Fight Action, I guess that's her group, headquarters in DeKalb County, where the median per capita income is $36,000 a year, and 13% of residents live in poverty.
I bet she has a pretty big kitchen.
That's very fatophobic of you to say that.
Did it come with a fry lighter?
Poverty is not only immoral, it is economically insufficient, Abrams stated in a tweet in 2018. It is mean, unnecessary, and siphons away human capital. And we can end it. And now she's got a $1 million Atlanta mansion. Isn't that nice? Said one of her enemies in Georgia politics. It's clear that Stacey is getting rich while those she claims to represent struggle. They struggle to make ends meet. Like her counterparts at BLM, Stacey's network is apparently just a front for a lavish lifestyle, self-promotion, and expensive tastes.
I'm struggling.
Struggling. Struggling. Yes, indeed. Listen, I'm taking the last hour off tonight. Taylor is going to be filling in, and I'm sure he'll do an excellent job. And so I'm going to hit the road right now. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And give Taylor a call at 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.